Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. Yeah, it's Wonder Wrinkle Sheets. It's Wonder Wrinkle Sheets. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Hey.
How'd you like the Wonder Woman start?
I loved it.
Yeah?
You are so creative.
Thank you. Thank you. Because we went to see Wonder Woman and Janet.
Wonder Woman.
What's your review?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You loved it. Just say
I loved it. And there's not, I want to say that's probably the first movie in a very long time. I'm taking my earrings out because they're making some jingles.
Oh.
But that's the first movie in a very long time that I walked out of the film going, yeah, yeah, I'd buy that DVD. I would watch that again.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah? You, did you feel empowered by it?
Empowered.
Is that what it was?
Yes,
empowered
I loved the fact that she was so naive. She had her principles. She
there was right and wrong. She believed in right and wrong.
Black and white, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bless you. Bless you. Four. Five. Keep going.
She did not sneeze. On Rotten Tomatoes, it has 92%, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved it. I was really worried that we were going to miss it and then we weren't going to be able to see it.
In 3D.
In 3D.
So we went to, let's tell that story too. We'll go back to the movie, but we decided to, it was Janet's birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday again.
Thanks.
And
you were amazing.
We went out to dinner and had a nice dinner, and we thought, let's go to the late 3D movie. And
late,
11 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
11 o'clock for a, was it almost 2.5 hour movie?
I don't even know. It was so good. I have no idea.
So we had to walk downtown at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
my
Janet
gosh.
Thought, the zombies are
die.
Out.
It was the scariest I'd been. I was with you and every time. I was with you and I was scared to death. Scared to
she
death.
She kept saying, do you have your gun? You don't have your gun. Why don't you have your gun? This is the second time we've come down here and you don't have your gun.
No, that was probably the third.
Third time.
I was like, there's a lot of characters that hang out on the 16th Street Mall.
There's a sketchy one following us.
He was like limping with his hand down his pants. Did you not see
no,
that?
No, I try not to like make eye contact or look around. That's one of the things I was saying, that when you walk in downtown in big cities, you don't want to keep looking around like you're like, I'm kind of lost. I might be an easy target. So I just got to focus and walk and act like I know where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at the zombies
you
with their hand down
good.
Their pants.
It was very scary. But yes, Wonder Woman, I recommend it. Go see it. Even if you can't see it 3D.
They didn't play the song, though.
I don't know why, but you know, I'm sure there's reasons beyond our control. We don't have rights to that song.
No. I know, but we're just paying homage to it. We're not stealing the song.
Who played the original Wonder Woman?
That was, who played it? Linda Carter.
That's right. In Marie Claire's June 2017 cover story, the actress that plays Wonder Woman, her name is Gal Gadot, said that she made the decision to hide a pregnancy while filming the movie because she didn't want to have different treatment. And I had heard this over and over that she was pregnant throughout the entire thing and nobody knew. And looking, like, I knew this and I read this prior to the movie.
Uh-huh.
And looking in the movie,
you kept trying
tell.
To see if you could tell she was pregnant?
I was like, wait a second.
All through the movie, you were that was one of the things you were looking for? Can't
baby
tell there.
Baby bump alert.
Can't tell
nope,
there.
Nope, nope. She's amazing. She is beautiful.
She kind of looks a little bit like Angelina Jolie at times.
No, she's way much more beautiful than Angelina Jolie.
What?
Yeah, I guess that's where you and I differ.
What?
I don't think Angelina Jolie is that pretty.
What?
Didn't she just get, like, she came out with, like, a health diagnosis in the last 24 hours.
She did?
Yeah.
Like something bad?
Yeah. Let me pull that up real quick.
Oh, I didn't know
Wonder Woman.
That has to be our break. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. She's looking stuff up. Wonder Woman.
There's lots of Angelina Jolie stories.
But not about our health crisis.
No. Hold on. Okay. Story to leak early. Do, 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 do.
Angelina Jolie.
She has Bell's palsy.
That's the stuff that makes your face kind of go droopy, isn't it?
I don't know. I am Googling that right now.
Well, it didn't tell you in that article?
Probably, but not prepared. Not prepared for this conversation. Yes. Yes, it does. It's also called idiopathic facial paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad. But I bet she has, like, good estheticians.
Well, I don't think they're going to prop her face up. They probably have to do something. I don't know what the treatment is for something like that. But I wonder what causes that. Do you have anything in the...
I have no preparation for this. You mentioned Angelina Jolie. I didn't know you were going to. And well, I wasn't prepared for this. I can edit.
Go ahead and look and see if there was what's it say in the article? Go ahead and read the article.
Okay, it's from page 6. Call it Angelina Jolie. Vanity Fair's bombshell cover story on Angelina Jolie, in which the star revealed she privately cries into the shower over Brad Pitt and suffers from Bell palsy, blew up on the internet Wednesday. That was 2 days ago. We were behind.
Mm-hmm.
But the piece leaked a day earlier than planned, and fellow Condé Nast publication Vogue could be to blame, according to some media insiders. The story has been stage-managed to break Thursday morning on shows NBC's Today and ABC's Good Morning America. Instead, the piece popped up a day early on Bravo TV relationship blog with no fanfare. So it got leaked, and people are sad over it. And that's all they're really talking about.
But she's crying over Brad.
Yeah, but they're talking about the leak and not the fact that she has Bell's palsy. That's kind of annoying to me.
That's the press reviewing the press.
I hate
they the leaked. Press. They leaked that. We were trying to hold on. It was going to be our scoop, but they did.
Yeah, that's all I could really find, but Bell's palsy.
All right, so if anybody knows anything about that, put it down underneath. Or send it to us so we can actually maybe mention it in the next one.
We sound dumb. I feel like we sound dumb.
Sometimes we do. But it's hard to do this and go, I got to Google. Hold on. Let me look this up. At least I knew what it was.
Right.
I just don't know what causes it.
Let's pull that up.
It's got to be weird that you just wake up one day and you're like, my face is hanging off.
I don't think it would affect your voice.
Huh? It might if your whole face is droopy.
It's a condition that causes a temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in the face. It can occur when the nerve that controls your facial muscles becomes inflamed, swollen, or compressed. The condition causes one side of your face to droop or become stiff. You may have difficulty smiling or closing your eye on the affected side. In most cases, Bell's palsy is temporary and symptoms usually go away after a few weeks.
A few weeks? Wouldn't that be horrible?
Well, she's an actress. She can go in hiding for a few weeks.
Yeah. But if you got something like that, you'd have to go into the office and people would go, Hi, Janet. What's... Good morning.
Sorry, I'm allergic to apples.
So if somebody came into your office that you knew one day and they just kind of had one side of their face was droopy,
Would you say something right off the bat? I'm not good at like...
Would you go, what happened to your face?
Because I am in HR, I know you can't directly ask, like, what's wrong? You say, like, is everything okay? Are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help you?
So you wouldn't just, like, try to...
No, because...
Like, act like nothing was wrong. Good to see you today.
No, because it ends up being worse in that aspect. Like, I had a coworker that had some dental work, and like one side of her face was like swollen 2 days later. Uh-huh. And I'm like, are you okay? She's like, no, they nicked something. She has some dental issues. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you need to call your dentist. And she hadn't yet. I'm like, you should call your dentist.
I would call my dentist immediately if I'd had surgery and my face was swollen. I would assume.
And she was in pain. And so, like, she had foot surgery last.
But, you know, at the same time.
Hold on. Okay.
Go ahead. Last what?
Well, she had foot surgery to the point where she's on a scooter. And her mouth stuff ended up being so bad that 2 days after her foot surgery, she had a root canal. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, it was, that's to the extent.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
I was going to say, what was I going to say?
36 is the new 26? Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say. Something about the woman at Walgreens last night. We went to Walgreens. Did you know the woman that checked you out had a half-swollen face?
I did not.
Did you notice?
No. I was distracted by the woman that was checking out before us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I had run into her previously in the store, and I was disturbed by her already.
The larger woman?
Yeah.
That was at the cash register next to us?
No. She was checking
the one right
out
in front of us. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did you had the run-in?
I don't know. She kept saying she was looking for motion sickness medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying emotion sickness medicine.
To somebody there or
yes,
to you?
Yes, to somebody that worked there. I need emotion sickness medicine. And so I was like, I Googled. Like, I seriously Googled with, like, standing right next
well,
to her.
Well, there is emotion sickness medicine. It's called Xanax.
Yeah, but this was over the counter. I was like, over the counter emotion sickness. I'm like, I think she, and then, like, I saw her and she was getting Dramamine. And I'm like, she needed motion sickness. I don't know.
Oh, America's gene pool.
It's a mixture of X and Ys and zeros and ones.
I love to people watch, though. I got busted people watching.
What?
Yeah,
did someone slap
up
you?
Up at the cabin. I went up to the cabin this weekend without Janet. I went to spend a couple days at the cabin and fish and
I had to work.
I know, but I was sitting out in front of the cabin in a chair, just sitting there drinking coffee.
In front of the cabin?
Yeah. And this woman, just random woman walks by and she goes, people watching, huh? And I go, yeah.
Busted!
Yeah. Because, you know, the pile, they have the wood pile across the thing. And there was probably 30, 40 people trying to feed the chipmunks. And I was just sitting there watching. And I got busted. But it would be one thing if somebody knew you and said, you people watching? But just a random stranger go, people watching, huh?
Well, I think everyone loves people watching. Unless you're just so oblivious, and then you're probably the people that are being watched.
Now, is people watching people judging?
Oh, definitely.
Is that what it...
Yeah, you judge what you don't understand, because you haven't walked a mile in that man's shoes. That's an Elvis Presley quote. but, yeah, it is.
So when you just sit there and think, I wouldn't have worn that.
Or you know what I do? I create stories in my head, and you make
I know
fun
that.
Of me constantly. Like, I'll see, I'm not even judging. I just see man A and woman A, and they're together, and I create this whole story about how they flew in from Malibu, California to try and fix their marriage, and they're up in the mountains of Colorado to try and, like, get back to the simpler times.
Holy shit, are you serious? You, I knew you'd do stories, no, but you didn't go.
I was reading the Malibu sign.
Oh.
But I do create stories like that. Like, uh-huh. I create these, and those are my favorite type of books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the Audible books these days, and I love the happy stories, the love stories. Maybe they don't turn out, they aren't happy all throughout the story, but they have like an alternate happier ending. Uh-huh. No one dies, no one, you know, there's no like Holocaust happening. But like I create those happy type stories, and I'm sure I should probably write them down and I could create like a novel, but I'm just lazy.
You should. If you're going to go, especially if you go, they met on an airplane coming back from Brazil. He was a zookeeper and she was a school teacher on leave. That seems like the kind of stuff you just randomly just pick things and put them together. But they had both gone to the back because they were feeling ill from the flight. When
Or like, I'll see like a middle-aged couple with like an old man, and it, my brain goes to, that's the lady's dad. His wife just passed away last year. This is the first time they've been able to get him out of the house, and they brought him up to the, I see?
Really?
Yeah, that is
you get that story. Detailed in yes. your own like observation of people
yeah,
watching?
Yeah, that's why I gotta stay inside. That's why I'm an introvert, because like when I get out in public, my brain goes crazy into what could be happening around me. I probably need
what
to
do you
see
mean,
a psychologist.
What do you mean? No kidding. What do you mean by what could be happening around
all
you?
All of the stories that could be taking a place like within feet of me that I don't even know about.
Maybe they really are. Maybe you have like a power, like a given.
I don't
maybe
think
you're
I do.
Being like you're actually tuned in to the stories of the people that are really happening around you. Maybe at some point you should turn to one of them and go, I understand you're
tell
having...
Tell me your story.
But no, just detail right to them. I understand you've been having
then
stomach
I end
trouble.
Up in the, then I end up in the psychiatric ward yeah, of the local
so,
hospital.
It's so nice to see you out, sir, after your wife's death.
No.
No? You just said you had a story like
I
that.
I know I create those. I know they're 99.9% not real.
But what if they're real? What if you really are in tune with the...
I'm the medium.
What?
I am Patricia Arquette.
You never know. Try it one day. Next time you have one of those stories pop into your head, just go, excuse me, could I ask you a question? Are you a surfer that had your leg bitten by a shark and that's why you walk with a limp, sir?
So I have been around people that have no filter like that and they scare the crap out of me. So I keep my thoughts to myself and I share them on a podcast.
Dylan Jr. is like that.
What?
Dylan Jr.
Yeah,
has
but
no,
like
no
what?
Filter. He saw somebody in a camouflage shirt and said, excuse me, sir, are you in the military?
Was he?
No, I just like camouflage. Okay. But that's a no filter when you just turn to somebody and go, excuse me, sir, are you in the military? When
that's
you're 8
adorable.
Years old, you know.
Is he 8?
Yeah.
Or is he going to be 8?
He's 8. He's going to be 8.
I was like, wait, I thought he was 7.
But anyway, that's
sorry.
That's the kind of...
details.
He doesn't have any filter or meet a stranger. You know what I mean?
See, like, that's how my mother was. That's how my father was. It embarrassed the hell out of me. An ex of mine, his mom, just would walk up and start talking to people about Jesus. And I'm like...
Well, you can't just walk up and start talking about Jesus. Even if you believe in Jesus, as most
but
people do and should.
Would.
But you shouldn't do that. But my mom is like that. My mom will just be like,
well, she's
where are you
like
headed?
90.
But no, all of her life she's been like that. She could sit next to somebody on an airplane and go, when you land,
Junior
she
is
has
eight.
Two. She has two daughters.
Junior is 8, turning 9.
Okay.
Just saying. I know. But that's something you're taught in church. I remember being taught to make that an opening line.
Well, that's the wrong...
If you were to die tomorrow, where would you be going?
Funeral home?
Grave?
Yeah.
I would actually like to be burned, my ashes spread at a Miranda Lambert concert, and at an Eric Church concert. We got goals.
Oh, my God. I don't think you could legally spread somebody's ashes.
You don't tell them.
You just walk and dribble ashes while
like,
you're walking?
If it was Red Rocks, you just like... walk and dribble ashes. Huh. You don't tell people.
So now you don't know if somebody's done that before. You might be walking.
I don't care.
If you're at a concert at Red Rocks, you might be actually stepping on somebody's ashes.
God bless them.
Is this another one of your stories you've made up?
No. I was talking to one of my friends at work the other day, and I was like, you know, I don't want to be buried. I don't want to think of my body rotting. You and I have talked about this. I do want to be cremated. But up until recently, I wasn't quite sure where I wanted my ashes to be spread. Well, if it were to happen within the next 5 years, I would want it, like half of my ashes to be spread at a Miranda Lambert concert and half of them to be spread at an Eric Church concert. Now, in 5 years from now, that could change.
But at this moment...
Within the next 5 years, if I pass on...
Uh-huh, documented on this podcast.
Yes, burn the crap out of my body and spread it. Maybe mix some glitter in.
Okay.
With the Janet.
Uh-huh.
And put half in Miranda, half an Eric Church.
What if I just put it and mix it into like a bottle rocket and shoot it up into the air above a Miranda concert?
No. No. No.
Sparkle, sparkle. No.
I want to be amongst the crowd.
Okay. They'll be walking on you immediately.
That's okay. I'll be like.
You can't see that because this is a podcast, but she's actually bouncing around, raising the roof in her new chair.
In my pink sunglasses. And when you do it, babe, you have to wear pink sunglasses.
I do?
Yeah. Well, at the Miranda show.
Pink sunglasses.
And I actually bought the Miranda glasses in case you want to use those. And then at the Eric Church show, you just have to wear aviators.
Oh, can't I just put you in a boot and sprinkle it when he sings the boot song?
Oh, yeah. Where do you want your ashes to be spread?
I don't know. See, I was actually thinking, this now turned morbid in the podcast, but...
It's not morbid. This is real life.
Remember I saw that thing about you can be turned fertilizer, and they put a
you really
seed
want to do that?
And you turn into a tree. I've been thinking about that.
Yeah, but trees get cut down every day.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you help the planet, you're giving back oxygen, and if you're put in a nice place, like the people could come and, you know, sit by the tree or sit under the tree.
Sit by the Steve tree.
Yeah. It's kind of like... Did you ever read that book called The Giving Tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. I want to be a giving tree.
There you go. Yeah. That's a recent correlation, so I hadn't really talked to you about that. We don't talk about death much, which is good.
No. Because I had an exam, a health exam, and they were like...
Yeah, colonoscopy.
Yeah. And they said, if something goes wrong, who's your beneficiary? What?
Yeah.
Oh, then where she and I went like, I guess I need to make a will. Shit, hadn't thought about that.
Well, you're like, I think there's a paper somewhere that says Dylan gets it all.
There is somewhere in those files.
I want Butterfly. There's... I have a problem with that. I want the dog.
Yeah. Yes. Right. At this point right now, according to the paperwork that's on file.
Which, where?
Somewhere in those two file cabinets over there.
Oh.
It's just a piece of paper that said
Dylan gets it all. A butterfly, I think you and I should run away.
But I hadn't thought about that in 20 years or something, so I need to update that now.
And then, like, within a couple days of us having that conversation, I got a message from my 401k. It was like, you need to select your beneficiaries. And I'm like, well, since Dylan gets it all, I should split this between Steve and my brother. Because I need someone to make sure I get spread amongst the Miranda Eric Church
what
world.
Has your brother done that he needs to get half of it?
He's my blood.
Yeah, but does he give you bread when you got low blood sugar?
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell him that. I've never seen anybody have low blood sugar.
So I'm borderline hypoglycemic. I was diagnosed that when I was in high school. And if I don't eat right, and I'm usually pretty good about eating right.
Uh-huh.
My blood sugar will drop the crap out. Like, it's like a floor. You know those like...
spinny thing, the floor drops
and
out.
Your floor drops out. Like, that happens to me in blood sugar world. And, like, I have no energy, and I can't do anything. Like, I feel like I just, if I were to, I'm just, like, all, like, shaky.
Yeah, we got ready to do the podcast. I said, I'm going to go downstairs and set it up, and I come back up, and she's laying on the kitchen floor. I'm like, you okay? Blood sugar. Hand me some bread.
I don't think it's been that bad in a long time. But we had breakfast, and then we had...
And then you went walking for 4 miles.
I did. Well, no, I did the walk before. And typically that is the way you should do it.
Walk before you
exercise
eat?
Exercise that starts your metabolism.
Uh-huh. So the digestion and burning and all that.
I had some peanut butter before I went on my walk. And then when you come back, you eat, that's when I made breakfast. Well, then we went and did some, excuse me, I'm sorry, that was rude, some grocery shopping, and we got some cinnamon bears, because our local gas station knows Steve.
Let's tell both of these stories. So we went grocery shopping, and this was Janet's very first time.
Costco!
She's never been at a Costco, so we joined Costco, and what'd you think?
I really liked it, but I feel like I could spend a whole heck of a lot of money there. Because I only got like 5 items and spent $60.
Yeah, but you bought like big things.
It was in bulk. Yeah.
You got like 8 pounds of salmon and...
And like 20 gallons of Vinegar,
and a 10-pound bag of baking soda.
Great. Yeah. Did I?
Is that your hat? Keep
it is my hat. And I found the cutest skirt for little girl that we have in our life that not our daughter. I don't even know how you want me to say
granddaughter.
This. Okay. Well, when we first started dating 7 years ago, you were like, do not mention grandkids.
Well, I know, but that was my radio days when my whole radio station was like...
Because it's very ageist.
It's an ageist
world. So I don't even try and throw that out there. But yes, I found the cutest little skirt, stars and gold and beautiful.
It's so... As soon as I saw it, you're gonna buy that for Parker, aren't you?
I am. Because they don't have it in my size, so I must buy it for the littlest girl that I know.
Would you wear that if it had it your size?
Oh, yeah.
Like a full sparkly tutu with stars on it?
I totally would.
See, that's why I'm confused. Like for your birthday, which yesterday, when 36. I go shopping, I always think about where, because you put it in me. Where am I going to wear that? Because before I would have just bought it. I think, oh, that's cute. It'd be fun to wear.
I don't ask that a lot.
You do too. Where would I wear that?
Oh, where would I wear that? Sometimes you pick some skanky stuff.
It's not skanky. It's just fun. It's like rock and rollish. And you have see-through stuff, too, that you just wear a top, like today.
Right.
So it makes me get second guess about...
But that's after a 4-mile walk. Like, I was feeling good about myself. Right. Most days, I don't get a 4-mile walk in.
But you see what I'm saying? Yes, you make me want... like. So I get like, well, I don't know what she wants. I don't know what she'll... What
and
to
so
buy.
You got me a gift certificate to a store, and we went there yesterday, and I bought basic things. That's what I am. I'm all about the basic stuff, typically. Every once in a while, I get the Merle Haggard dress for fun stuff that I have, like, legitimate reason to buy. But typically, I try and stick to the basics.
Yeah.
Because then I can mix and match stuff.
Right. But we'll be out somewhere, and I'll go, see that? She could wear that. Like, we'll see somebody all dressed funky. And I go, see that? If you feel like it, just put it on. Just wear it.
I do that. And I tell people constantly. I'm like, Steve makes me more fun. Steve makes me younger than I mentally am. Because I think I'm like an 85-year-old woman trapped in a 36-year-old body.
Yeah, but I think sometimes you think, like a lot of people in the real world, is that what are people going to think? What are they going to say? Or I can't do that because I'm in the corporate world. Where... When the corporate world stops at 5, spray a little pink in your hair and go out. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I feel like my boss has also helped with that because Monday through Friday, he's your corporate, like, collared shirt, collared, like, down to his cuffs, collared. But on the weekends, he's a biker dude. Like, he's going to Sturgis. Like, he has sleeve tattoos.
He just keeps it covered.
Yeah. He's very professional during the week. Very intelligent man.
Then the weekend comes.
We had a lunch for all of our HR people the other day at this, like, hole in the wall in Watkins, Colorado, which is a very super small town, but it's where our company is located. And these bikers walk in and walk up to the bar part of the restaurant and, like, rough-looking bikers. And he's like, my people. And I was like, Todd, I don't believe you. Because he's kind of like...
Can't be a Todd and be a...
Right. He's got the glasses. He's got the collared shirt. And then he, like, whips out a picture of him and his wife in their biker gear. And I was like, well, there it is.
Well, there is Weekend Todd.
Weekend Todd. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. But I think you don't ever go, oh, you know,
well, I've got
I can do whatever I want to do.
Well, I've got my weekend Janet. I do. I've had that for a while. Like, I'll be like, this is fun stuff I can wear on the weekend, and this is work stuff I can wear on. And then there's some stuff that I can, like, transition if I'm careful.
Okay.
I'm old.
Okay. That's why I give you a gift card. That's why I go, here you go. Buy whatever you think you will wear.
So, like, yesterday I bought a couple pieces of the basics that will probably be used for work.
Mm-hmm.
But then I could go back to another of the same store at a different location and find something that's like Britney Spears from 1999. I'll be like, bam!
Britney Spears from 1999.
That's when Hit Me Baby One More Time was really hot.
Huh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've kind of been going through some mental stuff the last couple days with my birthday, where you've had to listen to Britney Spears, Destiny's Child, and Justin Timberlake.
Say my name, say my name, and say my name.
I'm like,
say my name, say my name, say my name.
I overthink everything in my life, and I don't know how to stop. Like, I overthink everything. And so, like, I was, like, reflecting to the, like, 10th degree yesterday about 36 years. 36 years.
On this planet.
And then, like, yeah, this morning I got in the shower and there was no reflecting happening. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Why do I do this? Why do I make things so much bigger than they actually are? What's
and
up?
And what was your answer to yourself?
I don't know, because I have a big heart and I put a lot of passion into everything that I do and think. I think that's it.
Do you think, though, the passion, do you have, like, are you getting lost? I'm trying to figure out how to say that. Are you getting lost in the corporate world and losing your passion of other things?
Oh, definitely.
So maybe that's something.
And so, you and I, I had my birthday off.
Uh-huh.
And then I had today off, which is Friday. And we've had an amazing couple days. Like, you made yesterday my birthday day.
Yay.
Like, just amazing. And then today, I was able to, I'm just in chill mode. I'm in relax mode. But I am too intense in the office. My boss has even called me on that. He's like, I said to him, I was like, I know I'm intense. And he's like, well, yes. Yes, you are.
Well, maybe you need to put that intense or find a place and use your intensity on your stories. Maybe at one point, honestly, sit down and write one of your stories and think of the passion that you have, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for one time, you know what I mean? Just try to say, all right, when I get off work or whatever, I'm gonna start this thing or this weekend, while I'm out of town working, it'd be one of those things you go, you know what? I'm gonna take this week and I'm gonna do.
And I think I have a fear of the creativeness that could happen, because when you grow up with some instability and the magical mind, as I put it, and it doesn't really get the adults that you watch far, but then you see adults that have that logical mind that make it further in life, you're like, even though you feel some pull to the creativeness, you're like, ooh, logic gets you further in life, so stop that creative crap.
Or you could be...
This is a therapy session.
I know. Stop. Or you could be where that creative side makes you a buttload of money because you actually come up with something, you're like, oh my God. What if J.K. Rollins thought, why should I waste my time writing about...
Right. Or Stephanie Myers.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I used to write stories as a kid. Handwrite them. I'm like, I'm going to publish books when I'm older.
Do you still have any of those stories?
I don't know. It's been a while.
You really don't know, or are you trying to hide it from me?
No.
Because that'd be really good if we got one of those and you read them on a podcast one day.
Oh, dear. It was from fourth or fifth grade, so very short. But my girlfriend and I, if I need to stop tangenting, let me know.
Uh-huh.
In fifth grade, we had these little McDonald's Chippendale characters.
Mm-hmm.
And we built these houses out of shoeboxes in our desks. And we would make stories up about Chippendale. Chippendale were in their apartment in my desk today. And this is what happened. And yeah, I still think about that.
Huh. See, you were... Back then, you were doing things that other kids today are making videos about.
I know.
So it's being creative and how to use that creativity.
Yeah. And I think I'm just scared of the creativity because the creativity I saw as a child didn't get an adult anywhere. It got him into
that
trouble.
That was almost a little...
Yeah.
Not just creativity as much as it is...
So I thought this podcast was going to be about empowering women.
We are. We're talking about empowering you and finding your creativity side. Because...
Oh. I know.
We saw Wonder Woman, and you were like,
Wonder Woman.
You were like, yes. And then we saw the previews for Atomic Blonde, and you went, oh, I want to
see
that.
Damn it.
Your head.
My hat keeps hitting the
microphone. So you were like, I must see that. So today.
And it came out today.
So we went to see it today.
And to a packed movie theater. When was the last time you went and saw a movie that wasn't a screening that was packed?
Yeah, especially at 5 o'clock.
No, it wasn't even 5 o'clock. It was 4:50.
4:50, that's close.
On a Friday. And I was like, it's packed. We were running late.
Yeah.
I love Charlize Theron.
So there you go. What is your review of Atomic Blonde?
I think it's amazing. And we should play the trailer. I had it all queued up. Let's see if it's still queued. And we
don't worry, you can always hear it.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. Oh, it's going to the TV. Will that still play over the podcast?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's not going to play on your phone.
Maybe. Can you hear it? Do you have it turned up? I see fishnets. Does it feel? The thing I loved about the movie is the 80s music all throughout it.
Yeah, set in 1989.
Which is the year Taylor Swift was born. Charlize Theron was amazing. You have to look up the unrestricted trailer on YouTube.
Oh, this is...
It's just...
Oh, this is one of the action trailers. Yeah. I thought it was going to be one of those, like, she was a spy.
But there wasn't a lot of dialogue in the movie.
No, a lot of action.
Just yeah, and this is one of the fight scenes, so... I don't know that it's podcast friendly, but Atomic Blonde, do it.
And I liked the fact that we didn't figure out the twist.
The twist at the end, like it wasn't until 2 seconds before the twist was revealed that I turned
you. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
I'm not telling you.
I know what you said, how close it was to the end.
But no, I said 2 seconds before it was revealed. I was like, Steve, and I think I said it out loud.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know
did.
If you heard
you
me. And like 2 seconds later, it was revealed. Did you know before that?
No.
Like I was like, she walked into this room and I'm like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing was, I don't typically like violent movies, but there weren't any, like you couldn't really hear bones breaking. There wasn't like blood splat. There wasn't like brain splattering on the camera. You saw like blood splatter.
Yeah.
And you knew it was brains, but it wasn't like.
It wasn't overly graphic.
Yeah. So I found my graphic level. That was probably the most graphic I would like. But she was like kicking butt. Like,
do you think you were accepting the like, graphics because of that?
It
was a female, yes. And you were like, yes, kick some ass.
Yes, because I feel like as a woman, my entire life, I've been put into this hole where you're supposed to be prim and proper and, you know, kind of like the Miranda Lambert song, you know, hide your crazy, start acting like a lady. That's how we're taught. You got to be like prim and proper. But when Wonder Woman comes out with her naivety and she comes into the world and she goes, I just want everyone to get along and be happy. I'm like, yes, that's me. And then like
and then
you
uses
see her
superpower to make people stop fighting.
Yeah, but like she comes to grips with reality. And then like in Atomic Blonde where she's like, probably not in the best environment in her life, but she's kicking butt. She's taking names, and she's protecting men. Like, boom.
Basically, the movie could be called, like, James Blonde.
Yeah.
It was that kind of, it was almost like a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Where she was the
thing she could do with a high heel, dang, that's in one of the trailers. You can see that in one of the trailers, where she, like, kicks butt with just a red high heel. Yeah. And I'm like, Kelly Pickler, what? Yeah. So I appreciate you being open to seeing these two movies back to back, but I'm like...
Girl power.
I am not a big movie fan, but I have this renewed like, I love movies.
And you walked out going, there'll be another one of those.
Yes, there will be. There will be. Yeah.
James Blonde Part 2.
Vodka on Ice. That could be the sequel, Vodka and Ice.
Stoli's on Ice.
Oh, you'd have to get some like sponsorship money there. What? Vodka and Ice is very generic. But she was drinking Stoli's.
Yeah. And there was a lesbian scene.
Okay, so at first I was like, they put this scene in to get men to watch this movie. But then like it came full circle, and there was a reason. It was just another love scene that made sense in the big picture.
Uh-huh.
It just happened to be girl on girl rather than girl on boy. Because at first there was a girl on boy relationship.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh. And then there's a girl on girl. And I was like, whatevs.
Yeah, you looked over and be like, oh, did they have to stick this in there?
Right. But then, like, storyline, it made sense.
Yeah. Because she actually had feelings for
the... What is it about everyone you get close to? They end up dying. I love that. That's in one of the trailers. And I was like,
That's kind of the same. There was a line in Outlaw Josie Wales, the movie with Clint Eastwood movie. Western was like that. Like, I can't remember right off the bat, but it's something like people that you like don't live very long.
Yeah. You know? That sucks. But... Charlize Theron, yes, please.
So you said we walked out. She goes, what do I have to do to go to my doctor to say, I'd like to look like Charlene, please?
Yes. Get my esthetician to give me some like fillers and Botox to make me... I heard like the bar scenes when the camera's just like... Because I've been very sensitive to the fine lines and stuff.
She was like flawless.
Yes.
Do you think that was camera work or whatever?
Well, then there were other scenes where she wasn't as flawless. I don't know. I thought it was funny when they opened the drawer of makeup, there was Dior.
But I heard you out loud. You go, Dior.
Because like, she's the Dior perfume model.
Oh, in real life?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That's why I was like, Dior. Oh. If you, there's Dior Charlize Theron commercials. And I was like, oh, Dior.
Product placement.
But foundation does not do it all. So I'm like, yeah, I do want to take a picture of like her. I'm sure they're online.
I need these bar scenes. I need these fillers.
Yeah, because you could definitely tell she's had
filler in her lips.
And I'm like, maybe that's what I need.
I would like these lips.
I like these lips. I would like to keep my face the way it is, but I need them to be filled in like Charlize Theron. Can you make it happen? Thanks.
They do. That's what they're doing now. They're shaping lips with those.
But I don't want to look unnatural.
That girl you like,
Kylie.
Kylie did it.
And says she didn't. I used to like
her. What happened?
Well, she's a Kardashian. There's a love-hate thing with that family. There is. There really is. Like, I follow all of them except Kylie on Snapchat. Because Kylie got a little self-obsessive. But I follow Kim. I do. I follow Kim Kardashian on Snapchat. Do I look at hers every day? No. I follow, all the others except Kylie.
Do you follow the mom too? Hate.
No. I don't know if she's on Snap.
Oh.
No, I'm not. So she's like your age.
The mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
What do you mean?
Like, what is your feelings toward her as a woman that's your age?
I just think the mom's kind of trashy for me.
Really? Yeah. In what way?
Because I think she allows the daughters to be trashy, and that makes trashy in my mind.
But
it's kind of like
really
the Billy Ray
trashy.
Cyrus thing of like, you need to step up and tell your daughter to put her pants on, you know?
But I don't know that they're really trashy anymore because they're to an age where they're not being as trashy anymore. They're setting style trends.
But to get to a point, if you had to be trashy, that's not good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
Which
some
the whole
people go,
thing started with Kim and her
sex tape. So to me, that's the whole basis of whatever. You know,
like,
oh, sure, you turned it into a billion-dollar industry, but...
Right. How did you get there?
How did you get there?
So I remember when I first saw Kim Kardashian with Paris Hilton in like Us Weekly, and mm-hmm. I was like, who is this woman?
Yeah, she ended up being bigger than Paris.
Yeah, Paris is probably sitting back going, thank goodness for the Hilton hotels. Because her DJ career is not flying, is it?
Maybe not in America. Maybe she's like, you know.
Probably.
Like, and that movie today I thought was very funny, Atomic Blonde. Oh, David Hasselhoff is here.
Yeah. And they were
like.
Because
he's big in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
David, what's going on? David Hasselhoff is here.
I wasn't a big 80s fan. Because I was a child. I remember Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, was like one of the only, and Eye of the Tiger, were one of the only 80s songs that were really played in my household.
And this movie is all 80s soundtrack.
Because it's based in the 80s. Yeah. And her outfits, I'm like, I would wear that today.
99 love balloons.
Okay.
Remember what they played that a couple times in the movie?
Oh, see, I didn't catch.
Because it's set in Germany and German band.
And like, I thought it was Ice Ice Baby and it was Under Pressure. Showed my age.
Dun, 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 dun. She's like, yes.
Ice Ice Baby. It was so funny. So those are two movies that we've seen in the last 24 hours.
And you recommend both of them?
Both of them.
To guys or just to girls or
no,
to everybody?
I feel like Atomic Blonde would be a movie that men and women would both like.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to Wonder Woman, I feel like you would have to have some appreciation for that because it's a DC movie, right?
Yeah.
It's the comic book. I am not into comic
at
books.
All.
I think the last comic book movie that I really liked was the origin movie
with Wolverine.
Yes. And I really liked that story because it explained why he was the way he was.
Yeah. And I'm not a big, I want to see Logan. That's the one where Wolverine dies. I'm not getting away.
I don't want to watch that. But I don't want to watch that.
It's really good. I mean, I'm going to say it's really good. The reviews have been really good. But I want to see that. But the original X-Men, the very first one, my kid Dylan wanted to go see. So I'm like, all right, I'll take you. Not thinking, you know, I'm going to. But I walked out loving the very first one. I just thought. It was so well done, and you explained, you know, the characters, and then I went, oh God, it's just turning into, oh, it's another sequel, oh, it's they're fighting this guy again, you know,
like the Justice League movie. I'm not really excited about that, and it has Wonder Woman in it.
But even this one, the Wonder Woman was tied in because Bruce Wayne was in
the very end.
Yeah, so they're putting it together.
What's the trailer? I love that. Like, what's your superpower?
I'm rich.
I love it. Like, even though it's Ben Affleck, and I know he got a lot of flack for being Batman, I think he could play it.
Oh, I think so, too. I don't know why people hate Ben Affleck for this. I mean,
I think he's kind of been, he's been on, in the scene for so long that people are kind of like, next.
But he's a good actor. He's done some good movies. He's
great
written.
Movies.
And
he was in the guy movie, your friend wrote it. He's just not that into you.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched that again with my girlfriend. And I was like, oh, yeah, Ben Affleck's in this. I love him in this movie.
There was a lot of stars in that movie.
I know. It was like that. And then, like, a couple years later, they had Valentine's Day that was very similar, where it had, like, boom, 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 all these, like, massive stars.
Did you see that one? Did you like it? Probably you did.
Not as much as He's Not That Into You. I own He's Just Not That Into You.
Because they've done like a series of those movies, like the Valentine's Day, and then they did Mother's Day, whatever that was, where they all had mother stories.
Oh, see, I didn't watch that. Yeah, if you get enough star power, like, why not?
Everybody signs on to do.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon has a new movie coming out, Home Again.
Home Alone Again?
Home Again?
Sweet Home Alabama Again?
I don't know. But I love her.
With her mother is played by the same woman from Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, is it? I haven't even looked that closely. I saw Reese Witherspoon, romantic comedy. I'm in.
Murphy Brown. The chick that played Murphy Brown. I can't think of her name.
Oh, she didn't. She played her
mother-in-law.
Yeah. Or her almost mother-in-law.
Oh, almost mother-in-law, Sweet Home Alabama. My bad.
She played Patrick Dempsey's mom in Sweet Home Alabama.
McDreamy.
And Reese, sorry, spoiler alert, did not marry the guy.
Because the guy that made the lightning art came and saved
me. You don't understand, babe. You got me a necklace that was supposedly made from that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I was like, you think that's real? You think that? I was talking to my boss.
Uh-huh.
At the time, Holly, and I was like, is that real? The lightning strikes the sand and it makes a stone? She's like, yeah, I'll look into that. And then all of a sudden, like, I get a necklace from it because
I found one.
She had found one.
Yeah.
In, I think it was Morrison.
Yeah.
And she texted you or messaged you and was like, okay, Jan's been talking about this.
So I went and got it.
And you went and got it. And it's one of my most prized possessions. I don't wear it very often because I don't want anything bad to happen to it. I do that with my favorite jewelry. I don't wear it.
That's what jewelry is for.
I know, but I look at it and I go, love. Put it back in the box. I know. So jacked.
There's your next story. The jewelry that she so loved is stolen, and she's on a mission to get it back.
Yeah.
Atomic jewelry box.
Atomic jewelry box. I want to get one of those safes. Like, we don't have safes in our house. I either want to get like a...
like a real safe or like one of those fire safes that you lock stuff up with, fireproof.
Or you get like a safety deposit box, right? But then it's not... like, if you want to wear it, you have to go to the bank.
Yeah. Could you unlock my box? I'd like to get my earrings.
I need to wear this necklace, too. But I guess... yeah. I don't know. What do you believe in safety deposit boxes, or do you think they're unnecessary in 2017?
I think it depends on what you have to hide or lock up or...
well, like your social security card, your birth certificate, the important family jewelry.
Yeah.
But a lot of that could be getting those off site.
But a lot of that could be in a locked up safe, fireproof safe in your house these days. Where the old time it used to be you gotta lock up that and your will and your
don't have that.
Your mortgage papers and all that kind of, you know.
Because like if the house were to burn down tomorrow, heaven forbid, like, all that stuff's here and not in, like, what would I do?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
I don't know.
Sorry, big picture heavy stuff. We got new chairs for the podcast.
We did. We put those together today. We got new office chairs that adjust and have lower lumbar, and you can move back and forth
and
from the microphone.
I was worried that they would squeak.
No, they're brand new.
I'm making more noise by hitting the microphone.
I just love the leather. Yeah. If it is leather. I think it's pleather.
Yeah, it said it was what? Something leather.
Yeah.
Which was not 100% leather.
But it sure feels nice. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to be on one of our podcasts, we have comfy chairs.
We have new chairs. Unless you're the third person, then you have to sit in a folding chair.
Yeah, and Steve has to set up the podcast because I don't know how to do third person.
You still haven't figured that out?
No, you always set it up for me.
Third mic. Third mic right there. That's all you got to do.
He makes it seem so easy. Like, it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've done a Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast.
Has it really? How long has it been since you've done your own podcast, Two Girls?
Probably over a month.
But you recorded yours ahead of time, which my podcast, Remasculate, is now like over a month behind because I'm either
masculine friends.
I don't. Well, I'm either out of town or there's been scheduling. A couple of people that I've had have fallen out or, you know, like, oh, I'm going to get you on the podcast. Let's do it next week. And then they'll be like, I can't do it next week. Let's do it next week. And I'm like, but I'm out of town next week.
Right.
So I think I need to do what you've been doing is like just take a week and just get like five or six people and do it. Bam, bam, bam.
So if everything works out next week, I have three podcasts. I'm recording Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for twogirlsandabottleofwine.com. And will they be posted Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? No. I will spread those bitches out.
Because you have them in the can, ready to go.
And not that my friends are bitches. The podcasts themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had some good, like, I've got some good guests that have been wanting to do, you know, Benton.
Name drop.
Benton Blunt from American Got Talent.
He has a new single out. We got to push his new single.
Got a new single. Say Something is the name of his single. Ooh. So it's on iTunes. It went on today. And he texts me and wants to do the podcast. And there's a guy that you won't know, but everyone will know from YouTube called Outlaw Morgan. He's
name dropping.
He wants to do the podcast. Yeah. And there's a new guy that is on YouTube who is just on Hannity. And I can't remember his last name. It's a young black guy named Terrence.
Okay.
And he's doing a lot of videos. Well, he likes my videos. Uh-huh. So we said back and forth, let's do each other's collab. That was what he said, collab. So I just have to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. You're very good at, like, putting it, like, at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, we're going
See,
to, you know.
See, that's where I am very, is it the right brain that's more structured than the left?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very right brain where I just don't want things to get chaotic, so I want to be in control of my calendar, and that's where I'm, like, Boom, boom, boom. What do you mean you can't do it? Damn it. What do you mean when you want to come tomorrow instead of yesterday? Ah!
Yeah. So that's what I need to do is actually just schedule and not like, and I'll hit you up next week and we'll record.
The iPhone is amazing.
It has a calendar on it.
So I remember when we first started dating, I was like, what do you mean you're out next weekend? Why don't I know this stuff? So we started sharing a calendar. And you can have a separate calendar that I don't even know about that is like, yeah, I have like calendars, like I'll put things on that you really don't care about.
My calendar confuses me half the time because most of it is your stuff. There's something. Like mine is work stuff on my calendar.
Uh-huh.
But if I scroll through my own calendar, it'll say like nail appointment, 2 p.m.
Oh, well, you have to learn to read your own calendar.
I know, I do.
If there's a dot, it doesn't mean that I'm busy. You might be busy and I'm not, so you have to click on the dot.
So every day that there's a dot, I have to check.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I'll be like, I don't know if I can do lunch or dinner that day. Let me look. Oh, Steve's in San Antonio, but I have no plans, so I'm free. You just have to take the time.
Yeah, but a lot of times when I'm on the phone with a booker or something, they'll go, can you do like August 27th through such and such? And I'll open on my calendar and go, but there's dots. Hold on, let me check. You know what I mean? I go, oh, wait, that's not mine. I don't have a nail appointment or a hair appointment. So, yes, I'm available.
So what I can do is I can start putting the nail appointments dots on another calendar that doesn't show up on our calendar.
Really?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh.
I just thought you wanted to know when I have nail appointments so you don't plan something for that day when you're home. Like, hey, let's go out and do brunch and stuff. I'm sorry, babe. I have a nail appointment. We can't do anything until 2 p.m.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, that does.
I don't want you to wake up with these expectations of having a free-ass day when, sorry, I got some pampering to do because my nails.
Well, it does come in handy sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, a lot of times when you'll have on there to record a podcast, mm-hmm. you know, Monday night, 6 p.m. or whatever. And I think,
and you're like, oh, I can go to a movie.
That's what I do. I'll look at, oh, she's recording a podcast. And I'll say yes to the press screening.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's a reason for, and you can't do it all with a paper calendar anymore because you're traveling so much.
True that. Well, we made it.
Did we?
Yeah. Thanks for doing a podcast today.
I've been begging you to do these for a long time.
I know, but I was worried once I saw you on the kitchen floor having a low blood sugar that you were like going to go, you know, we probably should do a podcast.
No, I just
next
needed
week
to lay
when
down.
You come home.
I just needed to lay down and get my blood sugar back up, and I'm good. I feel great now. I feel fine.
Good?
I have a bit of a headache, but I can take some ibuprofen and be okay.
Because now we're going to go have dinner. It is. What time is it? It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Friday.
Scott, it is. Why
Scott? Who's Scott? So I took the last 2 days off. I took a Thursday, Friday off, and it's Jack and with Steve's world. Steve thinks it's Saturday and Sunday.
Well, because I went to the cabin, too.
Right.
And that, usually I come back on a...
on a Sunday.
A Sunday.
Monday. Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, it's 9 o'clock.
It's a Friday night
it's
on 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Friday.
But I have exciting things going on tomorrow. I'm going to the Macaroni and Cheese Festival.
And I'm going to go
to
Alaska. I'm going to go get on a cruise ship and work in Alaska.
Yeah. So we both got exciting things to do, but they're separate.
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking we need to get this done because you need to get to bed. And you'll get
because I do have to get up earlier tomorrow.
I know, but I was thinking work. I'm seriously was thinking, you're not going to want to eat this late. You're going to have to get up early and go to work.
Well, we have calamari steaks thawed. We have escargot ready to go. And we're going to get,
So I'm not going to be as worried about staying up till 11 then.
Okay, we can handle it.
Okay. Tell everybody how to find us. Find us two girls.
You can find me at twogirlsandbottlewine.com. You can find him and Remasculate. You can find us, Wrinkle Cheats. We're on YouTube. We are on Podbean. We're on Stitcher. We are on
Twitter, Facebook.
You can email us at wrinklecheats1@gmail.com or just reach out to one of us on Twitter or Facebook, and we like to pass on messages to the other human.
Yeah. And if you like the podcast, please share it. And if you have any comments about the podcast or something that we've talked about today.
If you don't want us to talk about girl empowerment anymore, tell us.
Yeah. Let us know.
And then give me your home address.
Because I will come and I will.
No. I will channel my inner atomic blonde.
And I forgot to say this before we leave. She has on Starbucks wrappers like Wonder Woman. Can you hear that?
Wonder Woman.
She's got a Starbucks wrappers like Wonder Woman bracelets.
I was like, I need to feel empowered for this podcast. My Wonder blood sugar Woman. Sucks, but I need Starbucks bracelets.
All right, guys. Till next time.
Bye.